November 21, preparing for immortality. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. Our time here is short at best, and we want every move we shall make to tell in the strengthening and the advancement of the cause of God. Let your cry be to God. Convert my inmost soul. Plead with God for the transforming power of His grace. Hold fast to your Savior as did Jacob until God shall not only reveal to you yourself, but shall reveal to you Himself. And you shall see in Jesus a strength and support, a brightness and power you have never sensed and realized. If your faith perseveringly grasps the promises, you will prevail. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. As long as you are true to yourself, no adverse power of earth or hell will be able to destroy your peace or interrupt your communion with God. If you fear God, you need not walk in uncertainty. If you please Him, you will secure everything which your soul requires. The language of an eminent Christian was, "There is nothing in the universe I fear, but that I shall not know all my duty or shall fail to do it." Let these words be your motto. Stand up for Jesus, though it may require any sacrifice, any self-denial. Stand up for Jesus, anywhere, anywhere, stand up for Jesus. Do all your work as though you could see through the veil and God's eye were directed full upon you, taking cognizance of every action. He hath purchased you with His own blood, and when you need His help, call upon Him and you will have it. It is then Jesus will stand up for you. Let your short, uncertain life be a continual preparation for the future immortal life. Temptation is allowed to come upon us to discover the character we possess and to improve our defects. There are continual solicitations to sin, which are disguised to deceive and allure the soul to ruin. Satan will transform himself into an angel of light, and he is constantly plotting to rob God of His glory in the destruction of souls. Hang your helpless soul on God. Follow the light given you of heaven. Letter 42, November 21, 1879, to Edson White.